There is barely an aspect of life in Holyoke over the last half century, from housing to education to Latino culture, that Carlos Vega did not influence, or at least try to influence.
He's part of the fabric of Holyoke. He grew up here, went to school here, stayed here, lived here, raised family here, really loved the city. He fought for what was right.
Holyoke City historian Penny Martorell, who says while Vega organized marches and meetings to campaign for positive changes in Holyoke, he was never angry or shrill.
People looked to him for ways of coming up with solutions, how to work together collaboratively on things.
Vega died earlier this month at the age of 61 after a long battle with brain cancer. His activism spanned the last 40 years. As Holyoke's Hispanic population grew in the 1970s and 80s, Vega made his mark in the fight to desegregate the schools and for safe, affordable housing, recalls Peter Gagliardi, the executive director of HAP Housing.
There were certainly people in the city of Holyoke who wished that the newly arrived residents would go back to where they came from. I guess that's a polite way to put it.
Fires were destroying tenements, and the city was trying to demolish the apartment houses in South Holyoke to create an industrial park. Gagliardi said Vega spoke up for the disenfranchised.
Just always reminding everyone of the need to address some of the inequities that had occurred and to create a safe community where people could live in peace, not worry about being burned out of their house or not having their building demolished by the city for some other use.
Vega founded Nueva Esperanza in the early 1980s and was its director until 2007. The agency developed hundreds of affordable apartments in Holyoke and commercial space for small businesses. Vega was a volunteer or board member with several progressive organizations, including Jobs with Justice, Council for Children, the National Priorities Project, to name a few. His work is detailed in the Carlos Vega Collection of Latino History at the Wisteria Hearst Museum in Holyoke. Archivist Emily Toter says there are 40 boxes of personal papers Vega kept, including writings he did for his high school's newspaper in the 1960s.
One of the most remarkable things about the collection is its very breadth and scope. And there's not exactly one particular program or one organization that stands out. It's more what stands out is the all-encompassing nature and the inclusive aspect of the materials.
Vega, it seems, held on to everything, including pins and buttons, promoting various causes through the years.
This is our bin of buttons. Coalition for Basic Human Needs, Liberate Marijuana, Boycott Lettuce, Non-Union Lettuce.
Aaron Vega, who is a member of the Holyoke City Council, said his father influenced and inspired many people.
So many people like me talk about he's the first person that they met when they came to Holyoke. He's the first person that got them on a board. He's the first person that got them involved. And so that kind of legacy, I think, supersedes any tribute that we can put forth for him, and it really supersedes any one achievement that he did, because there's many.
A memorial service open to the public will be held at 4 o'clock tomorrow afternoon at Holyoke High School. It will highlight the late activist's work and also his love of poetry and music.
It was something that he actually planned. He was actually instrumental in putting this together. He didn't want a traditional wake or funeral. And he, since he was such a community member, he wanted to be, the community be invited to it and participate.
Next week, the city of Holyoke will rename a park as a memorial to Vega. Last year, the Carlos Vega Fund for Social Justice was established. It awarded its first mini grants to 5 organizations last month. Reporting from Holyoke, I'm Paul Tuthill, WAMC News.